Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Got a text here. John should start a podcast about unusual sports stories that remind him of movies. Okay.
I might tune in.
Okay.
That would be not difficult for you.
No.
And you want a podcast you're going to struggle with.
Yeah.
You want something that's pretty natural.
Yeah. But I need to make millions. It's like the
that ain't going to happen with that one.
Got a very special guest, Andrew Amuzu from NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus. What's up, Andrew?
What's going on?
How are you?
Glad to be back.
Good to see you.
What you been working on?
Oh, man. I mean, that's a pretty loaded question. There's so much that I've been working on. I mean, obviously, last time I was here, we were talking about the draft. But even outside of that, different businesses opening up, gearing up for a very big election season. So everything politics, so many different things.
Fun to do. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Oh,
it's a cool place to kind of cover. I've got a show on Sundays, Lean Local. It's just all about local stuff. Some businesses, but a lot more politics. Mm-hmm. And it's just a cool place because there's such a variety of things going on. And I think that's interesting. We're not just like a one-trick place.
But you're from Chicago, right?
I am from Chicago.
It takes a lot to impress you.
Well, I always say this whenever family asks me, oh, how is Green Bay? I mean, what's up there? I always tell people that, you know, since I'm from the Chicagoland area, I got to put an emphasis on that.
Yeah.
To me, Green Bay is similar to like a suburbs setup.
Right.
So it wasn't really a big culture shock other than deer hunting. I've never really experienced that. But, outside of that, it wasn't really a big culture
shock. We're Schaumburg, right?
Schaumburg, Illinois. Yeah.
Right.
See, you have Schaumburg ties, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So that. You're right about that.
Right.
But everybody says Chicago, you're living, you know, on Wacker Drive downtown. That's not where all you guys live. You know, there's a huge Chicago land and to underscore the word land, you know, is my sister lives in Libertyville and that's just a cool little 36,000. That's just a little cool little community.
So I remember talking to somebody in a bar, Packer Bears game the night before or whatever. And I said, where do the players hang out? You know, at bars? They said, oh, nothing around here. I'm like, seriously? I said, I just assumed they were doing
all downtown.
Michigan Avenue and whatever. He says, no, they all live out in the suburbs, Lake Forest.
Lake Forest, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
they said they never come downtown.
No.
So moving up here, it wasn't really, you know, too crazy. And it's been a true blessing to be here. I'm telling you that. Because obviously you might know, like they always say, especially in college, they'll be like, oh, you got to start in this random town in Idaho. And then you got to work your way up.
Did you say that on purpose because of me?
No.
Oh,
I didn't even know.
Random town.
I started in a random town called Twin Falls, Idaho for $9,600 a year.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
you started some podunk little place because you kind of suck.
And Andrew, I'm glad
you need to make a lot of mistakes.
Right. Andrew, I'm glad you started here because it'd be interesting to see you because I know where Johnny ended up 40 years later.
Oh man!
And I'd like to see you in New York or L.A.
No, that's definitely the goal. Always dream big. That's always been my thing growing up. So you know, I try to remind myself of continuing to be the difference, wearing that every day, finding ways to continue to motivate myself. So that's the goal.
You're a good example, and we need, not everyone and not every kid in Green Bay grew up with a lot of leadership in the house. You know, and that's just the way that's just Green Bay. That's the way it is throughout the country. Sometimes you can be that difference. You personally can be, you go to these schools and talk to these kids about stuff and, if we're going to be in journalism, fine. But whether you're in journalism or not, it's the same formula. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, one of my biggest highlights, I probably say, so far is when I got to go to a class. It was somewhere in Appleton. They were having career day, fourth graders.
All
I got to do was talk about what I do. That was a very mixed, very diverse class, but, being able to have different kids see myself, whether it's people that look like me, people who don't even look like me, they can just be inspired by my story, give them a sign of hope. That's what I'm all about.
How fast life goes. So somebody's going to come up to you in 10 years. Yeah. Mr. Amuzu, you talked to my fourth grade class. You talked to my fourth grade class. You'll be like, what? So man. Anyway,
I had a girl at CellCom tell me that.
Are you?
Yeah. So I used to be such a big listener of your radio show. You read in our class one time. I said, "Oh, where was that?" She goes, "Helen Keller." When I was in the fourth grade.
Oh man,
honest to God. It's like,
oh, here are my two kids.
Yeah, exactly. She did have a kid. Yeah,
I know.
What are some of the things that people, though, because Chicago, obviously, you know, whether it's perceived or not, you know, what Green Bay is. But what are some of the things when you go back to Chicago? And they ask you, come on, be honest with me. You probably don't like it. Even. You know what? When you're being honest with them, what do you say?
But the things that I'm like, come on, probably I don't like.
Is
that
No. Just in general, you know, they're gonna want you to say things you don't like.
Oh, okay.
What I mean?
Well, okay. I think the biggest thing is people associating or wanting me to say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm out of Chicago because it's so dangerous. Oh my goodness. They always give the nickname Chi-Rack. It's just so bad. No. I mean, there's every city has its parts. I'm not going to sit around and say, because I have family in the south side of Chicago, which, you know, can be a very violent area. But just because as soon as you walk into Chicago doesn't mean you're going to get robbed or anything like that. You know, I've been blessed that the areas that I've been in and my family's been in, we haven't run into too much danger. Yeah. I mean, but it all depends on the areas that you're in. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so that's how it is.
We did a survey one time and like what kind of feelings do you get when they mention a city? Yeah. And if you mention Columbine, you probably don't have good feelings. Hmm. You know, when they mentioned, but we mentioned Chicago.
Even Dallas was that way for a lot of
Dallas
years.
Dallas was not. It's funny because we said, when you hear Green Bay, what do you think about it? And people were like, thought it was like Iowa, like a lot of land. It's, yes, like, it's bay. Bay is water. But they did have, they thought good things. Simple, yeah. But good things. And then I told you the analogy to an actor. If we had to be named an actor, what would it be? Our actress, you know? And, you know, but it was John Candy.
Hmm.
Was it really?
He's a comedian, right?
Dead, yeah.
No, Chris Farley.
Oh, Chris.
It was Chris Farley.
Oh, both dead.
Shut up.
No, both the same though, right?
Yeah.
Big boisterous. Yeah. Anyway. But anyway, that was just a study that we did to see what do people think of. People think of Chicago. I don't know. I wouldn't agree with you on dangers. I think you got an unbelievable park system. I think you got probably one of the best downtowns in the country. So I don't know.
Oh, yes. I mean, the food scene is amazing. I'm just saying, like, the crime part.
Yeah.
You know, I was at a journalism conference in Chicago early August, and people that came from out of town, they were coming here and like, oh, my gosh, Chicago is very pretty. It's this and that. You know, the downtown is well set up. I mean, what do you think? It's a downtown. But I do think it's definitely underrated. But, you know, people just get so caught up in the crime. There is crime. I'm not going to, you know, say that's not a thing, but you know, it's definitely a beautiful city, one of the best in the world.
So. Trying to think that one neighborhood where Kiefer Sykes, remember Kiefer? Did you know Kiefer at all? Played basketball for Green Bay.
Ooh,
then they did a big documentary on him, a nationwide documentary. I'm trying to think that the neighborhood he lived in, though, was considered one of the. You really had to be careful. Real rough.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of them down there.
Yeah, there are some streets. You know what I mean? But that's not all of the city.
All right. So, Andrew, how long have you been in Green Bay? You got recruited by. TV 26, 2 years ago?
June 2023, so a year and some change.
All right. And the way you guys organize your company is by districts, kind of. And what do you cover as a district? What is your beat or whatever the right word is?
All things Green Bay. So that's been really cool. That's been a huge honor. Big responsibility that's come with great reward.
It's all Green Bay. So downtown, new businesses.
New businesses. I mean, of course, and NFL draft.
So yeah, he must have made an impression, though, because who was it? Was it Nina that one night when you were at the Preble game, we were there? And she said, you watch. She says, everybody's going to be like, Andrew.
Oh, really? You're that guy?
Andrew? He's that guy.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's a true honor. I mean, it's still weird, you know, whenever people come up to me on the sidewalks and like, oh, like, great story last night, or I saw you on TV. It's still so weird because I just still feel like that kid that's still dreaming big and wanting to do this. So it's so cool to put it into
action. He wanted to go up in the stands and do some reporting, and it's like, Ted's like, no, he'll never get him out of there. They won't let him go. They won't let him lose.
Do they hold up the signs, Andrew, marry me? Like they did for Clay Matthews?
Absolutely.
I've not seen that yet.
All right. We'll work on that. We'll work on that.
What are your big goals, though, Andrew?
You know, I think there's so many career-wise. I mean, of course, like sort of what Jim was talking about, you know, getting to that big, big market, but also not being so focused on the future, but staying in the present.
Yeah.
How can I make the most of right here, right now in Green Bay, and leaving my mark, leaving my impact. That's always been a huge goal.
I've worked with people literally within the first week, no matter what. They already start looking, putting together resume tapes, doing things like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It can be so there in that business. Maybe it's not as much anymore. Right. It was so competitive
Still is.
I mean, you fought for those jobs and you kept your eyes open all the time,
You can find that, though, in any industry where they're in there and what's next? And
right. They would be satisfied to be there.
Well, yeah.
And they won't be as successful. They'd be more successful if they just focused on the here and now.
Right here, right now.
What they're working on. But that happens in politics a lot. I mean, this is a stepping stone. I'm going to do this for a while, and then I'm going to run for this or that. It's like, come on, just do your job. But anyway, that's life. And some industries are more prone to that kind of, you know, and I would think the entertainment industry is probably very aggressive.
Oh, 100%. Oh. Very, very aggressive. News, sports, entertainment, so many different things. That's why it's important to, you know, like, make the most of Green Bay, what it can offer. And that's why I was like, I didn't mean to diss Idaho, but being able to start in Green Bay.
Idaho, though, I mean, no, look, Idaho, he was there, but he was also in Flint, Michigan.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, started off pretty great.
John was kind of shoveling
his world.
And I will say this, I've never lived in two places that could be possibly more different than Flint, Michigan and Twin Falls, Idaho.
Yeah.
Where was you over the weekend? You shared one of your media ads that was like in TV Guide.
That was
or something.
Twin Falls.
Twin Falls.
Yeah,
that was yeah.
You see that one?
Falls. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness,
it was hot.
Oh, geez. All right, back to Andrew.
Chicks were digging me.
Yeah. they were up in the stands saying, "Marry me."
Right, marry me. Mine'll marry me. Yeah,
put the sign.
Yeah,
I'm telling you guys, laugh.
That was some hair. That was some hair, man.
Yeah, right, and she. Get the scene eye dog and leave.
So. Oh my gosh. No, that's hilarious. Oh, you're pulling it up right here.
Yeah, this is so radio.
Newsline 11.
Oh my gosh, that is vintage.
That is. That is old.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's really Mark. Is that 1980?
Yeah.
Wow.
And when
old were you?
Were you born?
I don't even think I was a thought in 1980.
No.
I was born in 01. I mean, that's. Right. Oh,
what?
Gosh.
Wow.
Oh,
nobody was born in 01. That's pretty cool.
So where, you worked somewhere else, though, first, didn't you? Where is it? South Bend or someplace?
Before Green Bay?
Yeah.
I'm fresh out of college, Marquette University.
Oh, yeah. I thought you worked someplace else fresh
out
of
college. That's why,
school.
You know, it's really cool to be here.
That's all right, awesome.
We're going to talk about what you think Green Bay needs to do.
We're going to rip you some more.
And also, don't forget the push up challenge.
Yeah. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Okay, hold on.
John, I got to be the judge.
And
right, we're going to serve
a break. Just take another one for you.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here with Andrew Amuzu.
So, welcome back.
NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus. So,
all right, Andrew,
who would
two
you
questions.
Put your money on? Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Andrew, Johnny and I compete a little bit.
Because you look like you work out.
Oh, yeah. YMCA, shout out.
All right.
I was there yesterday.
Okay, me that's too. Cool. Me too. And see you there.
I was doing laps.
Lunges.
We had lunges. I fall over.
I was planking.
I was lunges, but you take a wider stance. That was good advice, whoever gave me that, and it works. Push-ups. Johnny and I are going to have a little contest. Who can do more?
Okay.
And do you? Your cohort is going to be the judge, but you can, if you're going to wager.
Chime in.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Because we're going to do this for money.
During the break, you mentioned you go to Western. Mino, so what are some ways that you try to, you know, be active?
I walk.
Walk.
Eat spam.
Okay. Night spam. And I walk.
A lot of people think working out is the most important thing, but diet also. How would you guys rate your diets?
Good.
Great.
Good? Okay.
Great. Really good.
Dude, I'm really trying to figure this out.
Oh, man. You should have come over last night. It was awesome. Yeah. I love to cook.
I eat a lot of. I truly do eat a lot of spam and cheese.
Spam and cheese.
Spam and cheese.
I don't know if spam and cheese is going to help you in the push-up contest. But
it's a lot of protein.
I made some awesome
spam. A lot of protein and spam.
So John's going to come in, right? We're going to ask John to come in.
He's just going to tell us what he thinks, and then we're going to go on to another subject. Ooh. But what do you think?
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win?
I actually have a question about, like, form, because everybody does push-ups very different.
No, John.
What?
John, no, not you, John.
Oh,
he's going to decide. Oh, Miller's going to decide the form.
Oh,
because
oh,
John wanted to go on his knees and just, you know, it's like, it ain't going to happen. Yeah, no. And so Miller's going to come in and tell us the, so the form is going to be to his standard.
Yes.
Jim, it seems like you're like ready. Like, no. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna kick his ass, but.
Yeah. Oh my God. I've never been more motivated for anything in my lifetime. In my lifetime, I have never been more motivated.
My no.
All right. We'll get the people open.
Wow.
All right. What we need.
Okay. So live on the air. I should have said that. All right. Wow. I get the fine. All right. Andrew, just I want to move on to another subject.
How many can you do?
Oh, man. 50?
That's my goal. I always try to aim for 50. If I'm doing it straight, I try to get 50.
Get this. I was telling Johnny, we both know this guy. He's a priest. 86.
No way.
86 push-ups.
86?
Yeah.
That's something to aspire for.
That is.
Yeah, but he's got help from above, Jim.
Yeah.
And believe me, Johnny and I don't have that.
We do not have that. No.
Oh, my gosh.
So, no, anyway, when I'm on the floor, I'll be closer to my supporters than.
Oh, my
God. I'm just saying.
Right?
Yeah. Crazy, yeah,
it's true.
That's what we'll be close to. So.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, all right. Yep. So you want to pick somebody else? We'll move on to another subject.
Yeah.
I can't choose between you two. It does seem like Jim, like that mental motivation, but then that sparked something in you. So
it did. That's why
really,
I did that. I wanted to be close.
You know what I mean? I feel like I'm just, blindly throwing
it. Do you want to make a wager?
No,
I don't know. Do we put money?
We can put money on it.
I don't know about this. We might have to discuss this.
We got the bookie sheet right here. We bet every week on the games.
We like to gamble.
Yeah, we like to gamble.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the other thing. Tell me what you think. You didn't take the ACT. You took the SAT.
SAT, yep.
Yeah. Well, SAT, whatever. The ACT is not dissimilar. SAT is a lot easier. Who got the higher score? We both took it the same.
Between me and him.
Where'd you go to school? Like what city area?
I went to school in Manitowoc.
Okay.
The UP.
The UP. Okay. I mean, I can't really base it off of area. I don't even know why I asked that. Let's see.
It's,
just in general.
Once we start judging people by zip codes, we have a problem.
Right.
Well, one is, Green Bay's longest, tenured mayor. So John's
what?
Smiling, man. It's so funny. I'm going to say Jim. Jim, did you get a higher score?
I think I did. John,
no, you didn't.
Wait, what do you think?
Because I said what my score was. John told me. No. Just wait. Like,
thank you.
Just wait. Let me just finish this. What do you mean you think? Right? Okay.
Yeah.
John told me his score. And I'm like, prove it. And that's where it ended.
Well, I thought it was 26.
He said it was 26. I said, I'll bet you. And he lost $100. And this we called his wife. And she goes, Johnny, it was not 26.
But
she said it was 23.
Right.
Which is not a bad score. It's not a great score. The average is like 20. I got a 22.
Which is not a bad score. It's not a great
score. It's not a great
score.
But it's definitely less than my score.
Well, no.
By
it's,
one.
It's,
yeah.
No. That's not my point. Oh. I said, prove it. Call school. Get your transcripts. Yeah. Show me that.
I've got. I know where it is. It's
He's
in
been
my
saying that
basement.
For a week.
It's in my basement. I'm going to find it. I'm going to bring it in.
So if it does.
I proved it. Okay, wait. I had proven to you that my picture was in TV Guide. And that's when I said, I'll find the picture from Idaho when I was in TV Guide. And I showed you. I proved it. I'm going to do the same with the ACT.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do the
it.
Same thing. All right.
But I still won $100.
Well, I don't think you did.
I did, because he said he had 26. I said, you did not get 26. I mean, the perfect score is 36. But 26 is not hard to get. Well, I didn't get it. But you have to have more than Mino has.
We'll see.
26. You're 20.
I love this competitive.
Do you ever take the Wonderlic? We had some Wonderlic questions on today.
It was hard.
Those are hard. What's for the NFL draft that they give the players?
No, I've never.
Oh, yeah.
It was the questions.
I don't even know what this is.
But the questions are like, what is the what's smallest? 5/8, 0.625, 2.5, 1/3.
Oh, man.
It was like you have to go through that, and then.
I get that one right.
If there's four of these, three of these, one of these, two of these, how many different combinations are there? That's pretty
good. I think it's good radio, Jim, trying to explain a Wonderlic question.
We're going to go grab coffee.
He can't even get the question right, much less the answer.
That was the question.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Jim, you're no Ryan Seacrest,
Then the train leaves.
Right. That was hard. The train one.
Yes.
That's like a newspaper?
No. It's the actual ask.
Everybody takes it.
Ask your boys, your sports guys.
Okay,
they'll know.
Everybody in the NFL takes that test, and you know they obviously probably the biggest criteria they have is your physical ability, but they also want to see if you have IQ. A half a brain, and the IQ. And some people, what did you say the top score was?
I don't know, Pat McAnally
got a perfect
score.
So that'd be like a perfect SAT, ACT. Okay. But I know a guy that didn't, and I think the range is like unbelievable, and I think there you can go back to probably your geography.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think there's some schools that...
Where did you go to college?
Marquette University.
Marquette, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Good for you, man.
Bring out a Hoya.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're going to let you go. Andrew Amuzu, NBC 26. What kind of a last name is that?
I mean, my dad was born and raised in Togo, West Africa, small country next to Ghana, Benin, in that region. So I have that, and then my mom's side is from Cuba. So really interesting heritage, and I'm definitely proud of it.
We have Ariel Perez from the Press Gazette coming
in. Met him last week.
Isn't he great?
Guy. He's a good dude. We got to chop it up a little bit. So, that's awesome.
When are we going to do our cigar thing?
I know, cigar and rum.
Right.
Yes. Me, him, and Ariel and Todd are going to go. And
Andrew can come along.
Andrew can come along.
We'll have all the
cool guys there.
Except us.
Yeah, except us. Yeah.
100%. All
right. Keep up the good work. I mean, it's great. It's a great job you're doing for our community and keeping us apprised of everything. And I'm glad you're so happy here too. That's what makes you do a better job. Yeah.
Don't be one of those people that leave right away. No.
Yeah. No. I definitely want to leave my impact any way that I can. I really do appreciate Green Bay. I love it here.
He's got paper on the street.
I know, right? His resume tape is all floating around.
What's that falling out of your pocket? That resume.
Don't check YouTube.
We're gonna start a break after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We've had some great guests today. Laura Taylor, the veteran artist, Tarl Knight, Shipyard District, all bands on Deck Festival, Andrew Amuzu, NBC 26.
And however, the best.
Our day just took a turn.
The best has arrived. Oh my God.
Introduce yourself, Chelsea.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Knockreiner Wickman from Fest and Loss. And I have a charcuterie cold catering business out of Menasha Nina.
And nice. For those of you who aren't watching online, she brought in an unbelievable charcuterie board with the freshest, best tasting. Different sauces,
pepperoni, salami,
cheeses, fruit, whatever that is, just vegetables. It's great. This is an interesting business because this takes a little bit of work to do.
Right.
And you do these and then do they pick them up? Do they deliver? How does your business work?
Yeah. So I'll deliver anywhere within 30 miles of Menasha if the order is $99 or above. So pretty reasonable on that. Anything outside of my radius is $2 an extra mile. Just because that time, takes me away from doing other orders. But you can also pick them up from my shared kitchen space in Nina.
Is that prosciutto?
It is prosciutto.
Where do you get that from?
So I have a few different sources for vendors. I have an online retailer that I order stuff
through. Because you can't just go to a store and buy prosciutto.
You can, but it's going to cost you a lot more.
So we talk about businesses filling a need. Like, where did you come up with this concept? And I love it, by the way. And do you have a debate charcuterie board that I can order for tonight because I'm debating.
Sure. Yeah.
How'd you come up with doing this? Tell me a little bit about the background.
So I did do a lot of research as far as in the area. There are some similar businesses, and I kind of thought, I know I can do it, and I know I can stand out. Where I previously worked, we do a lot of food and a lot of charcuterie with wine because I worked in the wine industry.
Right. Oh, cool.
I just thought this is a need. People throw parties. My favorite thing to do in the world is throw parties. And I love the setup more than anything. Like planning it is honestly more fun for me sometimes than the party itself.
And even your name, Festenlass.
Festenlass.
Festenlass,
yeah.
German. Love yep. that. But it's let's fix you
yeah,
a plate. Let's
exactly.
fix you a platter. Let's fix you a charcuterie board.
Exactly.
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, I wanted something unique. It doesn't really exist. I think it's technically two words, Festenlass, separate, but I thought it looked great, and it, again, doesn't exist, so I'm the only Festenlass in the world.
And these are kind of like good break-the-ice type thing. You know what I mean? You have something like this, and people stand around and kind of grab.
And that is true, and you can't walk by here without something,
right?
Without
grabbing something.
Some people might say, well, I'm this, I'm that, but
yeah,
I mean,
something for everyone.
There is. There really is. And I love your tagline with Festenlass under there. We love to party.
Yeah. A lot of people sing that song, like, we love to party.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good one. So with this, who's buying it? Businesses,
yeah.
homes, like, who's your clientele? And we want to promote you, give you your website and everything, but who?
I mean, really anyone, but I would say right now, as far as people who have been buying it, is people who are throwing baby showers, bridal showers. I've done some corporate things as well. Like corporate lunches. I love to do a custom grazing table. I did one with a realty company recently for like an open house. So really it can
I think
go
we'd be
anything.
Good grazers.
We would. Yeah. We could be
we
your
could graze.
Test grazers.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the best way
grazing.
To eat, honestly.
Oh, you come to the right place.
Yep. Snacks, sandwiches, whatever.
Anytime between 6 and 9 a.m. we will graze.
We will graze.
That's not
grazing
a problem.
In the grass.
Yeah, why not?
And if somebody wants to order, is it standard, customized? How does the charcuterie board work with Festenlass?
And how far ahead of time would they?
Yeah. So for this style charcuterie board, I say this is kind of meant to be before the Packer game. So like this Sunday, it's at noon. So I'd say to order it by Friday, and then you can pick it up between 9 and 11 on Sunday. For larger orders, I like to do at least 5 days, at least a week in advance, just so I can source all the materials.
Right. Okay. Outstanding.
That's cool.
Yeah, this would be great for an office party. Somebody's,
absolutely.
You know, whatever. This would be fantastic.
And the, I mean, if you're going to serve whatever, tacos, whatever you're going to have in the evening or what you're going to have, this would be a lot of work to do at home.
It would, yeah.
It would be a lot. There's a
anyone
lot.
Anyone can make a cheese board, right?
Right.
But I just want to elevate it, and I want to source products from the world and also a lot of local Wisconsin.
Where did you get those really spicy little pickles? Those are good.
Yeah, those are from online as well, but they're cornichons, and they're chili
those?
Cornichons.
No,
they
I
really
know.
Got a kick
but
to them.
Tell me about the mustards, the honey.
So it's Wisconsin honey. The mustard is just stone ground mustard that you can find pretty much anywhere.
That's good though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is a really nice good. Quality
that's,
one.
That's good quality mustard.
Good pepperoni?
Yeah, that one I think is an Italian something.
Oh, so Johnny likes that.
And what is it's it? Tremendous.
What is this?
That one's an orange fig jam.
He puts it down.
Yeah, it looks great.
Oh,
yeah.
This one was trying to be a lot of green and gold. So,
yeah, I can see that.
So that was your theme, huh?
Yeah.
Green and gold for the Packer game. Yep. Okay. Beautiful. Great stuff.
And tell me, again, the businesses, what's your online? Do you have pictures or do we just call you? Tell me how that works.
Yeah.
I really want to get this
either
thing.
Way. So festenlass.com. I have a website. There's a bunch of different pages for catering. And within that, I have different party platters, sandwiches and skewers, grazing tables, etc.
So when you go to the website, the Festenlass, it's F-E-S-T, which is like festival, E-N, and then L-A-S-S. So festenlass.com. Wow, this is very cool what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate
and you know what's kind of fun today? We had, without trying, almost like a theme, like that Laura, who's a Navy veteran, wants to help veterans, wants to be an art. She combined her two things. Taro here wants to, you know, create great things in that part of Green Bay. He's doing it. Andrew, only 23 years old, one of the top reporters around here already. So it's everybody's taking their passion and making something out of their passion. And that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think for sure. I have an art background as well, and I always have loved parties and food, and this was kind of a way to combine them and share it with my community, which is really what it's all about.
Got a text here. Do they do more than meat and cheese boards?
Oh, you should see
absolutely.
This.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's got, I mean, fruit, vegetables, the apricots. But we should talk about it. You got a lot more than meat and cheese.
So I do strictly cold catering, so I'm not worrying about having to hot hold any items. But I do sandwiches, salads. I make a lot of homemade spreads. I have different platters for like fresh fruit, hummus and crudite. I do like a tinned fish platter. It kind of goes on.
Wow, John's out spitting up a lung. Wow, those pickles are pretty spicy.
A little spicy.
Oh
yeah.
My God, I shouldn't have taken that when he left. Talk for a while.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I love to do custom stuff, custom grazing tables, but I do also have some set platters as well. But I'm really willing to work with kind of whatever somebody's looking for within a reasonable budget.
And you're right. Baby showers, just, you know, we like to entertain as well, but more probably the meal side. And the appetizers are always something that it's, I don't know exactly what. And this gives something to everybody. I think that's really important because if you just make X and then, oh, I'm a vegetarian, and they can't.
Yeah. And I'm willing to work with any dietary needs as well. I'm certified, food safe certified. I have no problem keeping a safe kitchen as much as possible.
What and, a great
that,
yeah.
That hot pickle went down the wrong pipe.
You know, and I took one when you walked out. I'm like,
cheese, yeah.
I said to her, keep talking. I was holy mackerel. That was pretty hot.
I like the term grazing table.
Right?
Yeah. Literally just launched this month. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, do you really call it a grazing table, or is that just you're just picking on us?
No, it really is a grazing table. So it's like a style of this industry, I guess, where sometimes it can be laid out flat on parchment. There's lots of different platters, but it's basically just a combination of so many different foods that you can, you know, mix and match however you want.
All right, and you deliver within 30 miles of Kekana.
Of Menasha.
Menasha.
Yeah.
Menasha. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Kekana would be in there, wouldn't it?
It is. It's within the radius.
Okay,
yeah.
But Menasha, that's
back good little to Green Bay. It's close.
It is. Well, for example, to get here today, I think it was 36 miles.
Okay. So it's another $12.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
right.
$2 a mile.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of business. Menasha, that's a good community. I mean, you guys are pretty well interwoven there, and I think
absolutely. We
got to get the word out here that you've got this to offer people. And, you know, Packers are going to have a great season, and I think
I hope so.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who was a grocery store, and he goes, you know, in the playoffs, people spend more. So, you know, you got that to look forward to because it will definitely be in the playoffs this year. But, for anything, just to give you a call, this is awesome. Thanks for filling this need. And, you know, you take the stress out of getting ready for this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Getting ready for a party can be stressful, but get the right linens, everything's fine.
Do you rent out linens and everything like that, too? Do you?
Not yet.
Okay, that's got to be your next
there's,
step.
There's some scaling ideas,
because he's really big with the linens, really big with the linens.
Oh, I hear you.
Well, I think you can make a good
you
party.
You can set the tone, yeah.
Chelsea, I think if you need a linen manager, you may want to talk to him.
Oh,
he can manage the whole process.
Yeah,
he can handle the whole linen department.
And I got tons of china, and I think
Lord.
That can make a good party, and so can this. This is great. Well, thank you for what you're doing here. Fastenless.com.
Yes.
FESTENLASS.
Thank you so
That's
much
cool.
for having me.
Yeah. And as the entrepreneur, you're kind of
I'm a one-woman show right now.
One-woman show.
Yep.
I know they used to say one-man band. I was trying to think. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
A one-woman show.
Yep.
And you're in this community kitchen, so you get some advice from people. It's all state-of-the-art.
Mine's actually kind of private.
Oh,
so I'm the kitchen I share is out of the old wine bar I used to work for. So a little different, which is kind of nice. But yeah, eventually I'd love to have my own brick and mortar place and expand my team. So
awesome. That's really good. Capicola.
Yeah.
And Suppressa.
John, this is a grape. You should try this.
Wow. He's been on fire on you today.
I know.
I'm going to do so many push-ups. It's going to be unbelievable. Who would you bet on? If you had to bet your entire business
on
push-up
contest between him and I.
Only you know, I'm not a gambler, guys. I just wouldn't.
Just from looking at us.
I just wouldn't.
You should.
All right.
Yeah. Tune in a little bit more. We'll convert you.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Anyway, this is
great. But once again, great stuff. And I hope the folks here, if you're going to take that with you, go ahead. But I mean, we don't have a lot of people here. And don't let that go.
That's all for you guys.
Yeah. Oh, don't let that go to waste.
It won't.
I mean, I'll bring it right up to the apartment.
Johnny lives upside. I live close enough. I don't know if we can split that up.
I don't know.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
It's really good. Exciting, though, to doing your business.
Yeah, so excited.
And doing something you love.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. This has been a lifelong dream to own my own thing, and I've had lots of ideas and then kind of funneling multiple passions into one. So.
And you have to discipline yourself because you said you could scale this. You could add wine.
Yep.
You could add linens. You could add
catering.
Right,
it could go so many directions.
I know, and you got to really make money at what you're doing to start. I mean,
And you have to be really strong in your convictions because, you know, everyone's going to have ideas of what you can do and suggestions.
Oh, there's a lot
of the end of the day, it's my work and what I'm going to do. So
there's a lot of free advice out there.
Yeah.
And your reputation.
And it's worth that. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. But
So do you have help if you're on vacation or something? Concerns me when people are so.
Yeah. A lot of the past coworkers or people who used to work for me, I used to be in management, have offered to help me if I ever need it, which is great to keep those relationships.
And you're in the same building as a wine bar?
Yeah. So it's the same one I used to work at, which is great. But I just come in there in the mornings, get all my prep done. That's when I do my pickup orders and things like that.
Takes some creativity to put this all together like this, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. That's where my art background comes in handy. Yeah. I love composition, balancing colors, textures, flavors.
I'm surprised you noticed that, John.
What?
John's the guy that just opens up a bag of
John, she kind of has this laid out. No, that was I give you credit for that. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm proud of you. That's good.
Good
that's
cheeses.
Good salami. The quality of the food is good.
Thank
and that's
you,
really,
yeah.
really important.
That's really high quality stuff.
The design and, And the pickles are hot.
Yeah, the pickles are hot. That's a good note. Yeah, I'm a spice freak.
No. Don't do it. No, that's awesome.
Those would be good in like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, one of them hit you hard though. Yeah.
But, well, it just went down the wrong
people.
Kind of.
Yeah, okay. They're going to say, order that charcuterie from that place with the good pickles.
Yeah, you know, right. Yeah.
The one that chased Mino out of the room.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Did good you stuff. Study business? Did you take some classes or is it innate?
I have an art degree actually, but my art degree was in painting and that's all about doing stuff on your own. So they did talk about business in that sense, but otherwise it's just from real world experience. And I have, my husband is also an entrepreneur, so we've kind of learned in that way.
Great.
That's great.
Super.
All right. We're proud of you. This is great. We love Small Business Spotlight. And this
give yourself
is...
a plug.
Festinloss, festinloss.com. You can also follow me on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram.
We're on all those things.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not.
No, we'll follow you.
This is fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
Best of luck with it. I hope things go great for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it.
All right. Let's set a quick break. Back after. Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Beautiful.
It's a fun day.
It's a really fun day. Beautiful and spread of food here that she brought in.
Yes, and I don't know how we're going to...
You can take it home.
Flip for this?
You got your thing. You got your big event tonight. So you go ahead, you take it home.
John, 100 million people are going to watch that debate tonight.
I don't know.
I'm not the only one, but...
Well, you're looking at that. I mean, that'd be like me getting set to watch the Super Bowl or something.
I am... I'm not kidding you. I talked last night, I asked Donna, what do you want for the debate?
She would love this.
Yes, this is... Todd, you can take. You guys can take some. I mean, I just—it's not.
Where are those pickles?
We
just went down the wrong tube when I did it. It's hot.
Yeah,
isn't this great? What a great looking board. God. The whole thing.
Yeah.
You guys help yourselves. I'm good. Another thing. Okay, we're talking about the Packers season. She was mentioning, or you mentioned Packers are gonna have a great season, whatever. I'm really concerned.
Oh no,
I am. I'm really concerned. I mean, you hate to say that after one game, but the worst thing you could possibly have asked for, you cut your two backup quarterbacks, you sign somebody, and you have to play him right away. That is really, really tough.
They'll rise to the occasion. It's only one game.
I realize that. But if he's out four games...
No. I'm saying he's only going to miss one game.
All right.
I think they're going to be fine. I think they'll get in the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl after watching
After that injury, it's like first thing I want to do is call you up. Please tell me you didn't place that bet I asked you to place.
You can still bet. You can bet up to the Super Bowl till February. But Johnny said to me, here's $100 or take your $100. That's what he really said. And go bet on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. And actually, you bet on them today, it's going to be the odds.
A lot better.
A lot better. You make more money.
Can you bet on them just going to the Super Bowl, or does it have to be winning the Super Bowl?
No, you just bet an NFC champion.
Okay.
So you can, if you're going to go, if you're going
to
win.
Boy, watching San Francisco last night, that's a tough one to bet against.
That's probably not a great bet. I mean, financially, for them to win the NFC. I mean.
That's, I don't those know. Guys are, they were
guys,
good.
Those guys
they
were good.
They looked good.
But it's fun. And it's you can just watch it. You don't have to gamble to have fun. What?
That was the most insincere look you've ever had.
We're gonna hook him up to a shock machine whenever he lies.
Time he lies.
Ooh, no, that kind of
absolutely
that.
We could do that.
We're not gonna do.
Yeah,
no, stay
but
away from that.
It's you know what? The NFL season is here. It was fun watching a Monday night football game last night.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think it's great, and Brewers are doing good. So we still got the Brewers to talk about. Badgers against Alabama this weekend, which is phenomenal.
Who's going
to
win?
Well, you know, Bama's got the new coach, but they still got as good of players as anybody in the country. Badgers going with the new quarterback. Haven't looked all that anything yet. Haven't played anybody, South Dakota and Western Michigan.
Right.
And
right.
Ohio State just destroyed Western Michigan, like destroyed them like you can't believe.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, it's kind of cool to see Braylon Edwards in the game last night, though.
That's a kid?
From Fond du Lac.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That was great to see. You know, and again, we got Tanner Bordellini playing for the Indianapolis Colts coming up from Kewaunee.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, this is cool. The NFL season is really, really, we're in a great place. I'm not trying to sound whatever, but we are really in a great place to be during the NFL season.
Bordellini kid is just a good kid.
Great kid.
And
phenomenal.
Does he start?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
But he's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I hope, I want the Packers to win. I hope he has a good game.
Yeah, so, I hope he has a great game. It's always fun. I remember Russ Nowak, his son had played at DePere. Then he was a starting center for the Seattle Seahawks against the Packers that year. So it's just fun when you see these kids on the Friday night football fields, and now here they are running out of the tunnel in the National Football League.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes you feel a little bit older. But
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot older.
So, all right, so that's football. That's coming up this weekend. But tonight, are you?
I just got to tell you something. Okay. You know what the evolution is, though, when you start as a sportscaster?
What's that?
You start off, and all the players are older than you. Then they're all your age, then you're a lot older than them.
Yeah.
Then the coaches are younger than you.
Oh, right.
That's the whole evolution.
Yeah.
What did it feel like for you guys when Andrew said that he was born in 2001?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What?
Wow.
Like I said to him, nobody was born in 2001.
No. Wow.
That really.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's.
He's got a future.
Pretty ambitious.
He's got a future.
Yeah.
He's going to do great.
Yeah.
He's going to do great.
Not here.
Maybe I should start
He'll do
over.
Great here.
Go
but
back
just
in the TV world again. Start all over.
Just you look the same as him, you know, just did no wrinkles. And yeah.
Boy, he would not commit, though.
On what?
Who would win the contest? He refused to commit.
Didn't he commit? No?
Yeah, I think he did.
Who did he go with?
I don't remember if he did.
I don't know if he committed. I think he danced around that.
All right.
I think he did. Okay. I think he was, you know, giving you some compliments and me some compliments.
I didn't hear those.
You some insults, me some insults. So I think he danced right around that whole thing.
All right. So, hey, tonight, I'm serious about this. I think one of these two people tonight are going to be the next president of the United States. Are you going to watch it? Tell me.
Yes.
Okay, you are good.
Totally going to watch it.
All right.
Totally 100% going to watch it.
We won't dwell on it tomorrow, but we'll talk a little bit about
it. I always said if it's the biggest thing going in the country, politics, we can talk about it.
And tonight we'll have special coverage right here on WGBW and WISS. So you'll be able to hear some pre-debate information, and then you'll be able to listen to the debate right here.
Where is it?
Are you guys, it's in Philly. Do you guys commentate after then?
I'm not sure if they're doing anything afterward, but prior to it, yes.
Okay.
It'll be Terry Bell and Todd Alba.
Okay. Oh, those guys are great. I do watch the after.
I do too.
A little bit depends what station you watch. They're going to pull out what they want for their candidate. So,
Is Schwab not going to be doing a show tonight, or is he still
Schwab on? Schwab is on too.
Oh, is he still on? Okay.
Yep. It'll be the last portion of that.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. That would be, I would not want to go up against this debate tonight. You know, in terms of, I don't know what else is on.
Oh,
but you know what I'm saying? I just think this is the Super Bowl. Don't you?
I do too. Yeah, I really do. I really
do. Especially because the last one was such a turning point.
Yeah.
That it really took somebody out. Now, that's not going to happen tonight, but I think there's usually, you're no John Kennedy. There's usually one of those lines that people will play.
They said one of the other great ones was, who was it when he said, I won't use your age against you?
Oh, Reagan and
I want to say Dan Quayle, but it wasn't Dan Quayle. He was on his side, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both. Who did he say? Remember?
Was Carter?
Yeah, maybe.
Mondale?
I won't use
if you remember, Reagan and Bush guys. Actually debated each other at one point.
Who did?
For that nomination. Oh, Reagan and Bush.
And Bush. Right? Oh. Yeah, they had a...
Oh, there. Okay.
But, yeah, those one-liners can work. But you got to... There's a lot to get... Both of those guys have a big
The one that made you more uncomfortable than any ever?
What, Nixon?
I knew John Kennedy. John Kennedy was a friend of mine. You, sir, are no John Kennedy.
Yeah, and that guy was not.
And that was just, and he wow.
Was, and he wasn't either.
He was not a friend of John Kennedy's. That guy was it.
Wow.
Anyway, tonight's going to be fun. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We've got a lot to talk about tomorrow, but that will be one of the things.
Thank you, Laura, Tarl, Andrew, and Chelsea, all for coming in today. We're gonna have another great show for you tomorrow. Mine with the mayor. Watch out for the hot pickles. Right. See ya.